The sound of footsteps grew ever closer as Mia cowered in the darkness. There was no telling who might be on the walk this evening. It might be a completely innocent situation of a person merely making his way home. On the other hand, it might be someone sent to stop her from her appointed task, the danger of which was not lost on Mia. Garrett Wilson stopped and looked down the darkened street. He'd seen Mia come this way, of that he had no doubt. But now she seemed to have simply vanished. The little minx! What must she be up to? He ran his hand back through his hair and clenched his jaw. She was always causing some sort of fuss, risking life and limb for one silly exploit or another, no doubt for the sake of that magazine she loved so much. Mia's family seemed to tolerate her writing for Godey's Ladies' Book as a passing fancy. This time, however, she was definitely not making a wise decision. Heading toward the poorer part of town at this hour was certainly a danger to her well-being. Garrett knew for a fact that robberies and personal assaults were a constant problem in this neighborhood. Why, only the week before, one of the wealthiest men in the city had had his life threatened during a robbery. As a lady of regard, this was clearly not a wise decision. It was nearly 11 before Mia slipped back into the house and secured the French doors. She had learned a great deal from Mrs. Smith. The truth was quite ugly, as truth often could be, but it gave Mia insight into the rumored problems she'd been seeking to expose. Hurrying upstairs in the dark, she sought the refuge of her bedroom before lighting a candle. She went to her writing desk, and picking up her pen, Mia took her seat and began to write. The seamen's wives are being threatened, even to the point of death. Someone is forcing them to do unspeakable things, extorting monies that clearly are not owed, even threatening to take away their children to settle for debts they cannot hope to pay. What is to be done? She underlined the last line 3 times, as if the action might somehow give her clarity for the situation. What is to be done? She asked the empty room. What can I do?